Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. Welcome back. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Doing well. Excited for another episode.
Another episode. We got a good one today. It's the value of getting customer feedback. Why you would want it. Should I have it? Should I allow people to give me feedback on my website? I think we're gonna sway some people into possibly allowing feedback on their website, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so, because I mean, there's really no reason not to, and there's lots of reasons why you should. So
even the bad folks, even negativity will be beneficial, and we'll talk about that as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
First reason why you want to start us off today, Tim?
Yeah, the first reason why getting customer feedback is valuable for your business is for obtaining testimonials that you could show on your website for future customers. So if you are a web design freelancer building websites for clients, having testimonials will show your prospects that you know what you're doing, that you've worked with people before, that you've been able to satisfy their needs, and it kind of just builds that trust factor. Gives you that credibility for them to go ahead and pull the trigger and hire you for that project.
Absolutely. Testimonials are a great reason for adding feedback to your website. And I'm going to do a shameless plug here, Tim. We happen to have this amazing testimonial plugin called Testify. Works on any WordPress website in the world. And this will actually allow you to let customers submit feedback on the front end of your website. And then you can then turn them into testimonials, should you so choose. So yeah. Neat little feature. Check it out. Sorry, didn't mean to.
No. Absolutely. So that's the Testify plugin by Aspen Grove Studios, which it's David's company. And I can attest to Testify that it is a fantastic plugin. I had the pleasure of testing it. And they've been able to pack in a lot of features to make it the ultimate testimonial plugin. And I'm gonna throw this out there, David. You can shoot it down. But what do you say about a discount for WP the Podcast listeners for the Testify plugin?
By the way,
we did not talk about this beforehand.
Folks. We didn't. And you're throwing me under the bus, and I'm okay with that. With throwing me under the bus, if you use the coupon code for Testify, WP the Podcast, you will get a 20% discount for the next 30 days.
Awesome. There you
30
go.
30 days.
You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Internet. TestimonialPlugin.com is a site that we have Testify set up on. So check it out, TestimonialPlugin.com. You can see the front end and back end features and a few examples. Sorry, didn't mean to segue. Wow, okay. We promise this is not a sales show. We're not here to sell you things. We do recommend great products from time to time, and it's a great product. So
yeah, and full disclosure, as David mentioned, we didn't plan this, but as David was talking, I typed in our shared Google spreadsheet Testify plug, and that was the first we discussed it, and so that's why we went ahead and talked about it. But it really is a great plugin. And I'll go ahead and talk about the next reason why you should get customer feedback, and that is engagement. And so it's kind of two-sided. If you have testimonials that are being added to your website, so it's essentially new content that is being updated on your website, that's going to help you in the search engines getting fresh content. And then also social engagements. So if you have someone that is giving you a review on your business Facebook page, that's going to help a lot too, getting that social engagement. I have a couple different Facebook ads that are running, and I'll have people that'll comment on it. Usually they're good things. Sometimes they're not the greatest things ever. whether that's user error or a bug in the plugin or whatever. But just getting that feedback helps with the engagement, the way that the social media algorithms, Facebook in particular, are set up. The more engagement, whether it's good or bad, it's going to help you be shown more often in people's.
You know, Tim, there's a very old saying, you know, the old adage of any press is good press.
Yeah.
Applies here. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, good point.
Don't always think that negative comments are going to hurt you. Obviously, you want to do your best to offer your products and services up to the highest quality, and that will speak volumes. But Facebook's algorithms, Google's algorithms, they're all based on engagement. So it doesn't matter to them whether they're good or bad. It matters whether they click the like button or the frowny face.
Yep.
They see it as more engagement. So
exactly. And it shows your audience that you're more genuine. It comes across as being more truthful, because they're saying, okay, it isn't, you know, too good to be true. Here's someone that has something not so great to say. But yeah, it doesn't mean that's necessarily going to keep sales from happening or whatnot.
Absolutely. All right. Well, next on our list of why you would want, you know, the value of getting customer feedback is you can make internal improvements. You know, you can improve upon your business by getting feedback from your customers. So if you have a website, for example, and you've got an e-commerce site like Tim and I have, DiviLife.com, AspenGroveStudios.com, you know, there's a process that people walk through, a buying process. So if there's any hiccups along the way, customers give feedback, you can improve upon their experience and stuff and just make it a much more streamlined process and stuff. Any other internal improvements that you can think of, Tim?
Yeah, just, you know, for all the WordPress web professionals out there building websites for clients and whatnot, feedback is great. For example, I had a client, he would outsource development work to me. He had a design agency, and he made a point to give feedback at the end of every project, kind of, you know, discussing the good and the bad. And he would give me feedback that helped me become a better developer, a better professional to work with. And it was extremely valuable to me. And yeah, and that was the good feedback and as well as the bad feedback. So it's definitely great for you, so you can make those improvements.
Yeah, and the next one kind of ties in with this very closely for internal improvements, you know, optimization of your process and your sales funnels. So, you know, you can find out from customers and clients in the buying cycle what's really working, what's not really working and stuff. So if you allow people to fill out surveys, fill out forms, what did they like about this? What did they dislike about that process and stuff? It can allow you to ultimately do more business, you know. So there's a ton of ways to help benefit you on getting customer feedback from internal sales process, so on and so forth. And the last but not least, Tim?
For rewarding or critiquing employees. Now, this only is going to be applicable to someone that has a team of people or employees working for them or subcontractors and so forth. But hearing feedback from other members of your team, you know that you could, hey, talk to them if it's not so great feedback, or reward them. I have a employee that helps me with customer support, and she does an awesome job, and I get all kinds of feedback from people saying that, hey, support was great. She got back to me extremely quickly. Well, now I know I can take that to heart, and I could, you know, pass it on to her, give her a bonus, whatever. And so that's huge right there when you have other people that are a part of your team.
Absolutely. Well, another great episode, Tim.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Be sure to head on over to WPThePodcast.com. Check out the show notes. We'll have a breakdown of today's episode. And remember to subscribe and like our podcast, because that's how people find us. You really like us? Give us a thumbs up. Rate us in iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. More people interested in WordPress will find us. Until tomorrow,
take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.